Good evening, everyone. Halacha Gems Learning tonight continues in the Dinim, the Laws of Rosh Hashanah, Tuf Kuf Pei Dalid. The Mechaber tells us that we know in Oimrim Halel B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yoyim HaKippurim, that we do not recite Halel, whereas unlike all of the other Shalosh Regalim, the festivals during the time of the year that we celebrate, Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, and of course on Chanukah, we do not recite Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is lefi shesifrei achayim v'hamesim pesuchim ve'en yom hashira. That we know that since, as Chazal tell us, that it's a day of judgment in the books of life, and the book of death is open, and so therefore there's a certain pachad and ema, fear, and so therefore how could we possibly sing shira v'yafal gav? And even though shano betuchim shenetze is a koyim badin, even though we're confident and we trust that we're going to have favorable judgment, nonetheless, a person can't think, lightheaded in this matter and think that just because that there's a certain belief that there's a just that's going to be visited on a person, betuchim shenetze is a koyim badin, nonetheless, a person has to have fear and trepidation and ema and awe. And the Mishnah Berurah does add, "V'al yidei kach," and to the extent that a person feels that dread and that fear and that awe, so then it is nizocher lizchus, then it becomes a remembrance for merit for that person. Now it's interesting, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. So the Mishnah Berurah adds specifically to those words, "Oimrim Tehillim b'chol yom." Let's just say a person though recites Tehillim every day. Misrami lehem halal b'yom Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. Let's say it turns out that throughout the davening of one's Tehillim, so in Tehillim, of course, is the Hallel. Hallel is taken from Kapitlech of Tehillim. So let's say you are saying Hallel. So is it not allowed to say those Kapitlech, those chapters of Tehillim? Because the Mechaber says that you don't. Mishnah Berurah explains why. So he explains that Shari La'amru, it's permissible for one to say Kevan She'ein Oimer Oisa Derech Shira. Because a person's not saying it through the process of reciting it, Alidei Shira through song. It's not shira, it's not song that a person's saying halal, rak derech techina uvakosha. It's through just supplication, through a tefillah of request, as a person would be davening to Hillel any other way. It just happens to be that that's what a person was up to. And lastly, we know just for tonight, the Ramo adds that we are familiar that we say, v'nehagin, the Ramo adds, nehagin loymar, avinu malkeinu al haseder. But if it's B'Shabbos, Ein Oimrim Rosh Hashanah, like we have in this year, first day of Rosh Hashanah, we do not say Avinu Malkeinu. Now it's interesting, the Ramo adds these words, Al HaSeder. What does it mean that we do say Avinu Malkeinu Al HaSeder in the order? It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah adds a fascinating concept. He says, La'afuke midas harav Beis Yosef. It is unlike the opinion of the Beis Yosef. Shemadalgin b'chol mokum shemazke chet. Who was reluctant to ever say anything on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur that had anything to do with sin, chait. Well, today, I know Oimrim Avinu Malkeinu Chatonu Lefanecha. And according to him, his nusach was not to say Avinu Malkeinu Chatonu Lefanecha. My father, my king, we have sinned before you. Mipnei she'ein Oimrim Vidui B'Rosh Hashanah. Number one, because we don't say Vidui, we don't have an articulation of our confession on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Kidei shelo litein pischa in peh. The Mekatreg. We don't want to have a prosecuting against ourselves by saying that we are sinners. And so therefore he would, in his opinion, avoid this. Now the Ramo says that we do say it al HaSeder, and that's of course the Minhag Ashkenaz. That's how we're familiar, and therefore we say Avinu Malkeinu on non-Shabbos days that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur fall out. So this year we do not say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos, but we will say Avinu Malkeinu on a Sunday. So this is the Mechaber and the Ramo and the commentary of the Mishnah Berurah. We'll stop here, continue with this tomorrow evening, and from my family to yours, we wish you all a pleasant and a beautiful night.